Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, I'm sorry about that. I was not late, but just a little getting things set up here. Okay, there goes the chat room's up. Should be up, of course.
Let me do this right here.
All right. Now, this is Jack Boutel here, Saturday. It will be an hour show, maybe an hour, maybe a little bit longer, depends on the climate and what's going on. Now, you see the title, for those who know, something that's recently came out yesterday from WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks has seen the leading cause of finding emails and other information that the U.S. government and other government organizations do not want the people to know. Before I go further, I want to say this. There's always going to be people who are going to deny, deflect, and dismiss the 3Ds. And as you have seen, and I'm glad this is happening, because it is now exposing what the news media is about. The news media is corrupt. The news media has been officially exposed for what it is. A corrupt organization that is willing to compromise their integral journalistic integrity in order to push an agenda. In order to push an agenda. That's not the actual tune of Christ. That's probably a Renaissance version of it. That's not the actual true version of it at all. But we all know. Like parts of it have been whitewashed. But besides that, today's journalists are officially hacks. They have no integrity. SNOPES.com cannot be taken seriously. They cannot be taken credible. I used to look at SNOPES.com for fact checking. Now I'm starting to question. And then I dig a little bit deeper. This is a couple from Canada, actually. And they are actually socialist, leftist, extreme leftist. Now, there's a difference between a liberal and a conservative and a moderate. But extreme leftist and extreme right-wingers, I don't subscribe to, I don't listen to, because they have a bias. They have a belief that right is right and left is the best and all this other foolishness. When WikiLeaks put out information, you bet your dollar the information is true. The information is facts. The information is accurate. WikiLeaks does not put out BS. I'm just going to tell you straight up, WikiLeaks do not put out BS. There's one thing I can say about WikiLeaks is they don't put no BS out. Because they know if they do, they have lost credibility, they have lost all credibility with the people. There have been news organizations for time, have been using WikiLeaks as a source of information, with the collateral damage, with what Russia and the other enemies are doing, and the media has praised Julian Assange and his team, has praised WikiLeaks and the team for all the great work they have done to bring truth and integrity, blah, 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 blase, blase, blase. Now, that same WikiLeaks is also showing, okay, well, I thank y'all for supporting us, but y'all, we got some problems with, y'all got some problems within y'all own government too. Y'all have some people that are questionable that are running for president. And of course, this information was already being discussed before Hillary Clinton was running for president. You look at Benghazi, collateral damage. Everybody knew that she was involved in that. Same with, you know, Donald Trump, known to screw people over in the real estate business. We know that. We know he's known to erase emails and all the other stuff. They both crooks, if you really want to look at it. They both have immoral behaviors. But I've never seen the media now all of a sudden turn against the same source that they relied on to expose the government or to expose people who, like Russia, Great Britain, etc. Now they have considered WikiLeaks as discreditable. They have considered WikiLeaks as not serious. If that was the case, why are you trying to bring him here so you can kill him? Why are y'all willing to put billions and billions of dollars to bring him to Sweden to face so-called allegations of him raping two women? Why don't the Swedish government send a representative to where he's at and interview him from there? And then decide what y'all need to do. Easy. All you got to do is send some representatives from Sweden and say, we'd like to talk to you, Mr. Assange, about these allegations. And we go from there. Why haven't these two women have been speaking out more and more and more, saying that he did this and how you described it? Nuh-uh. You can't, because it didn't happen. So if his information is not accurate or any truth behind it, then y'all said, oh, he's getting his information from Russia. That's right. Julian Assange is a Russian puppet. Oh, who? Even though there's no significant evidence showing that Russia was the one that did it. Now, other cases years back, yes, Russia was involved. Okay, who's this? Oh. Okay, he probably wasn't involved. So they said, well, yeah, that's right. Julian Assange is a Russian puppet. Okay. That's what you believe. You're entitled to your opinion. It went from Julian Assange is a Russian puppet to now this spirit cooking came into play. That's not true. That is totally false. Now, which one is it? Is he a Russian puppet? If the information isn't true, you would have dismissed it. But you saw that it was true, so then you accuse him of working with Russia. Now you're saying his information is false. Which one is it? You're not fooling me. You may fool 90% of the people in this country, but you're not fooling Jack Newtown. I bet your bottom dollar on that. You're not going to fool me. You may fool all these others. You may fool them on y'all's crazies, but you're not going to fool Jack. You can take it however you want. You're not going to fool me. Very interesting. Now, Julian Assange can't be trusted. Or Julian Assange is reporting cannot be considered credible now. Back then, y'all enjoyed the mastery and work and open transparency of Julian Assange. Now you don't like him anymore because now he's on your gal, Hillary. Hillary Beans. Why'd you put out stuff about Trump? Assange already told you. If you want to know about Trump, it's already out there. His life is an open book. If you want to know what's going on with Trump, all you got to do is just type in Donald Trump. And all types of things come about him, from the 64 different lawsuits that he has pending in Florida to the casino deals, the people he didn't pay off, et cetera. Everybody knows these things. They're already available for your viewership. People know these things. It's not hard to find out things about Donald Trump. He's not a hard man to research or expose. Actually, he makes it pretty easy. And that's what puts some of these Hillary supporters into panic mode, because even all the crap that everyone knows he has done, people are still going to run with him, because at least he owns up to them, unlike Hillary Clinton. And again, I'm neither a Trump or Clinton supporter. I'm virtually neutral in this. I will attack both. I will single out both. But Snopes has been proven to be an unreliable source of fact-checking. Factchecking.org is not even fact-checking. It's just a bunch of leftists who are spinning and fitting a narrative that makes them be in a positive light, like they're the truth seekers. They're not truth seekers. They're the truth adjusters. They try to adjust the truth to their compass, to their angle. Sure, they'll take that truth, and they'll modify, they'll take things out, and they'll add things that didn't belong there. That's what snobs do best. And they say, oh, that spirit cooking, that's not a cult, it's art. That's what it's disguised as. Did you know that Lucifer was the angel of arts and music? Y'all didn't know that, didn't you? He was the master, well, still is the master of music and art. That's a very powerful weapon and very powerful talent when applied in such a subtle and illustrious manner and charismatic. Everyone listens to music. No matter what you think, everyone listens to some form of music. Everyone looks at some form of art. Lucifer controls both. Why do you think the music industry is full of Satanists and Satanist converts? Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kanye West, A$AP Rocky, they all took the pledge. And when they see someone up in position, looking like prominent, look like somebody they can use, they'll approach you. They will approach you and come at you with an offer. This is what happened to these people. It's another way of the Father of Understanding. The Father of Understanding is Baphomet. Baphomet is Lucifer. Lucifer comes in many forms. Lucifer comes in the form of angel of light, or he comes in the form of Pan, become the form of even the form of the Most High, if possible. Come in the form of, see, Lucifer is fluid. And I know people want to, well, maybe he had, he was looking at things at a different perspective. The Lord created Lucifer to have that understanding. So when you don't listen to the Lord, he didn't give you to Lucifer so you can be the fool for him. Don't think the Lord figured that out when he started making creation. You think your dumb ass can outsmart the Lord, then you are in the wrong show. You are in the wrong spectrum. You are an idiot to think you can outsmart the Lord. That's like you trying to fight the ocean, bare hands. With you're in the middle of the ocean, you trying to fight the ocean. You're retarded. That's like fighting God. Fighting God is like fighting the ocean, you in the water. You can't fight the ocean. The ocean just goes waves over your behind, drowns you, and puts you to death. Trying to fight God is like fighting the ocean. Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, and the Gulf of Mexico ocean. All of them put together. You can't win. You can't win. You won't win. You can't win. So don't try it. And this spirit, I believe it or not, I'm going to be honest with you. I've actually heard about these things. It wasn't called spirit cooking, but it's the same format. Kind of reminds you of the movie Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, Stanley Kubrick was the producer of the original version, and strangely, he committed suicide. And it's rooted way before Aleister Crowley, way before Albert Pike, way before Nathan Bedford Forrest. Yes, that's true. Nathan Bedford Forrest is also involved in that as well. Albert Pike, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. You'd be very surprised, people. And those Kemet community guys. You must understand, Kemet community, you are practicing Luciferianism. I just keep warning you guys, hey, you know you're practicing Luciferianism, which I don't think they care. Which Kemet understanding does deal with bisexuality. That's a fact. Why do you think the Lord destroyed Egypt? Not only they had his people enslaved, but it's all the abominations and the acts that these Egyptians were doing. Why do you think the Lord started killing some of his people off during the trek? Because they were worshiping false idols and sacrificing their children to Moloch. They got that from the Egyptians. Eating children, sacrificing children. The Israelites got that from Egypt. They got that from Egypt. Moloch, Baal, that came from Egypt. But yet y'all want to run y'all asses to commit talking about the wee pharaohs and kings and queens, not even showing the fact that y'all were devil worshippers in Egypt. That's why God killed destroyed that nation. Huh? Who can argue with me on that? I'm so sick of y'all trying to put a spin, like a goody-two-shoe spin on Egypt. Egypt was the devil. I'm just going to tell you that right there. Egypt was the main devil. That's where you had your fallen angels in the Pyramid of Giza, Azrael and Uriah. I'm going a little bit over some odd people here. Let me tone it down a little bit. But some people are going to get me all jacked. You're getting weird. Now, y'all don't want to talk about, you commit, people don't want to talk about the devil worshiping that your ancestors did. You want to claim Egypt, then claim everything that dealt with Egypt. That included Luciferianism. That was the first civilized state, Satanism, was Luciferianism, was in Egypt. And yes, your ancestors practiced that. Yes, your ancestors practiced child sacrifice. Yes, your ancestors practiced bisexuality. Yes, your ancestors practiced homosexuality. Yes, your ancestors, y'all talking about all those Rome that started that sick stuff. No, you Egyptians. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Huh? Sodom and Gomorrah was raping little boys, grown men, remember? We want that booty. You get that booty, warrior. That was before the white man. Y'all don't want to admit to that now, do you? Y'all don't admit this sodomy stuff started with some of the Hamites and the Shemites, the Negroes. Y'all don't admit to that. Look at the prison system. The white man forced that on us. In a way, yeah, but historically, no. Historically, it started in Egypt. Sodom and Gomorrah, remember? They got all those people in there were white. See, it's funny that these people say, oh, those were white folks, but these were black. When it's something good, it was black folks. When it's something bad, it was white folks. No, you got to take the good, bad. No, that's the thing about Israel. At least they take the good, the bad, and the ugly, and they say, this is what we did good, this is what we did bad, and this is an ugly Arab that we dealt with. Versus you can met people talking about, oh, we were kings and queens, and we had power, and we had wisdom, we taught everybody. Then how did you fall? Oh, jealousy, white woman. No, you was worshiping Lucifer. You were worshiping Horus. Ptah, these are fallen angels right here you worship them. But, again, we don't want to admit to it because it puts you in a bad light and then starts to cast doubt upon what you believe. I understand. But the fact is that Kemet, and look it up. See, this is the problem with y'all. Y'all don't want to admit to things that went down in Egypt and the reason why they're in the position they're at now. Why do you think white people picked up this Egyptian doctrine and applied to their modern day time? Oh, they took our culture and they took our culture and our ways. That's right. And along with that, they didn't add nothing to it. Y'all talking about, oh, they added pedophilia. No, they didn't. No, that was traditional in Egypt. Pedophilia was normal in Egypt. Mm-hmm. Shows bisexuality and orgies. That stuff was going on in Egypt, people. You get mad all you want. It was going on. And, of course, I know people are going to fight me over that, again, which is fine. Meet you, whatever. Why do you think these powers that be are practicing the same cultures, the same doctrine as the ancient Egyptians, your so-called ancestors? They're practicing the same thing that your ancient Egyptian ancestors were doing. Now, the spirit cooking can be disguised as art, and it is a satanic club, a satanic organization. That's very obvious. Anyone who says otherwise is an idiot or you're blind, like Stevie Wonder, unless you're blind, unless you're retarded. And I don't mean in a negative way when I say retarded. Retarded means you are unwilling to see that this is going on. The 3Ds, deny, deflect, and dismiss. Remember the friend of a friend of a friend I mentioned for those who've been following Jack Newtown for a long time? The friend of a friend of a friend of a friend went to these parties and come to find out that they were being used as prostitutes. And friend of a friend of a friend got caught up. His relative got called up, and Yeah. Ask Lady Gaga. Ask Jay-Z. They went to the same parties. This spirit cooking. They call it art. I looked at it. I couldn't watch any more of it. I don't know what kind of blood that they're using. I wouldn't be surprised if it's fetus blood, or blood from the abortion clinic. But it's sickening to the core. It really is. And it's sad that people are not paying attention to the signs of the times. They're too busy trying to be a so-called boss. You'll never be a boss, not with these people around. And it came out on WikiLeaks from the John Podesta email. And believe it or not, Alice Bailey was Ronald Reagan's spiritual advisor, Ronald and Nancy Reagan's spiritual advisor. Alice Bailey was a witch. Look that up. Alice Bailey was a witch. And that was the Reagans family spiritual advisor, Alice Bailey. Look that up, Alice Bailey. And the spirit cooking dinner is run by performance artist Marijana Ibrahimović. She's from Serbia. That lives in New York. And this is the video. Is Zeteria and Studio Stefan Mesete presents Maria Ibrahimović Spirit Cooking. Now, you can type this in. This is actual blood they're using. This is actual blood they're using. Mix fresh breast milk with fresh sperm. What kind of nonsense is that? Fresh morning urine sprinkle over nightmare dreams. And y'all people find this stuff acceptable? And this is actual blood that she's painting over. And this is an effigy of a child. And they're pouring the blood. Oh, my God. What's that? What is that coming out of there? What are those blood chunks? What the hell is that? Seriously, what the hell is that? Don't say that stuff is pain. Because that's not pain. I know what pain is, people. I know what pain actually is. I know red paint. And it's nothing like that. It's none like that. This is sickening. And this is the stuff that John Podesta, now I don't know if Hillary Clinton is a part of this, but if you got buddies like John Podesta, most likely you may have been approached with this. It's just chunks of, I don't know what that stuff is. It's just sickening. And now she got these snakes wrapped. I don't know what the hell. This is madness. And y'all people say this is art. This stuff is not art, people. This is not art. It's sick. And that's what y'all want in the White House. Very psychotic. And this is the bombshell that Julian Assange talked about. Minister blood, semen, and breast milk. And the artist is, she's emulating Anton LaVey. For those who know Anton LaVey is, he is a great master Luciferian of Satanism, the Church of Satan. And guess who also engages in this? Jay-Z. Remember when Jay-Z had his Holy Grail thing? Whatever you want to call it, and this art museum, yeah, he was the art piece, which was very weird. Oh, God. Now, here's something that there's something. Spirit cooking is also a cult place. Practice used during sex cult rituals. I explained in the book Spirit Cooking with Essential Aphrodisiac Recipes by Mrs. I even forgot her dang name. Avramoric. She wrote a book about this. Spirit Cooking refers to a sacrament in the religion Thelma, which was founded by Aleister Crowley and involves a court performance in which minister blood, breast milk, urine, and sperm are used to create a painting. According to Mariana Abramovic, if the ritual is performed in an art gallery, it is merely art. But if the ritual is performed privately, then it represents an intimate spiritual ceremony. The video embedded above depicts the bizarre nature of the ceremony. Abramovic mixes together thickly congealed blood as the recipe for the painting, which is compromised of the words, with a sharp knife cut deeply into the middle finger of your left hand, eat the pain. Okay? The ceremony is meant to symbolize the union between the microcosm, man, and the macrocosm, the divine, which is representation of the one prime Maximus in Hermeticism, as above, so below. Abramovic is known for often gory art that confronts pain and rituals. Her first performance involved repeatedly stabbing herself in her hand. Next performance featured her throwing her nails, toenails, and hair into a flaming 5-point star, which she eventually jumped inside, causing her to lose consciousness. Another image showing Abramovic posing with a bloody goat's head, a representation of cult symbol Baphomet. Spirit cooking is also an occult practice used during sex cult rituals, as explained in the book Spirit Cooking with Essential Aphrodisiac Recipes. Revelation that John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, is presumably interested in weird, gory occult ceremonies is too juicy for even WikiLeaks to ignore. The Podesta spirit cooking dinner is not what you think. It's blood, sperm, and breast milk, but mostly blood, the organization tweeted. Some are even linking the spirit cooking revelation to claims that the Podesta email contains code for child sex trafficking that is hidden behind mentions of types of food. Others are connecting it to Laura Silsby, the missionary who was jailed for 6 months after organization New Life Children's Refuge attempted to smuggle 33 children out of Haiti into the Dominican Republic after the 2010 Haiti earthquake. WikiLeaks email revealed that Harris top aide Uma Abedin for numerous articles about the New Life Children's Refuge to Clinton. Julian Assange claims that the WikiLeaks would send Hillary Clinton to prison, writes Zimbrowicz. The releases initially disappointed many people. The reporter included as evidence corruption was slim, Assange was right, the real story was hidden in view. Reports that the FBI agents see Hillary Clinton as the Antichrist personified now makes a lot more sense. While the child trafficking and pedophile connection to Clinton remains unproven, the fact that her campaign chairman is apparently into spooky occult rituals involving menstrual blood and semen is easily one of the most disturbing WikiLeaks revelations to date. So again, there's no exact pinpoint that she's directly involved in the spirit cooking thing. I'm gonna be honest, this stuff should disturb you. It should. But you know what? Again, I'm not surprised. This is crazy. This is insane. Yeah, I know, Miss Arlene, it's crazy. It is absolute madness. I mean, I had to turn it off because I can't stand it. Of course, Hillary didn't engage black voters. She used Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Obama. Of course, duh, we all know that. Like, she cares about blacks. And now there's been talks that the Clintons were trafficking children for child sex, mainly Haitian children. I don't know what to say. To be honest with y'all, I really just don't know what to say. However, I'm not surprised. I mean, again, a number of the politicians, a number of the musicians, performers are involved in satanic ritual occult. That is the one of the only ways they can get into the industry, if they engage in this satanic, because it's a way to compromise you, believe it or not. It's a way to compromise you. That's what it does. It's a way to compromise you just in case you decide you had a guilty conscience and you decide you don't want to engage in this foolishness anymore, and they can just pull the stunt on you. Like, hey, well, remember what you did here? Remember what you did there? Remember you did this? Remember you did that? So they can always use that against you. I mean, there are people in the industry that are literally selling their souls to make a name for themselves. Don't want to pay the piper. You want to be a superstar. You want to be loved. You want to be a celebrity. You want to have hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. You want to be adored. Well, okay, we'll get you there, but you got to give everything up, which includes your spirit. You got to give that up. Because believe it or not, not only are they going to make money off you, but now they own you. Y'all don't understand the power of the spirit. A strong spirit, a good spirit makes someone strong, a bad spirit makes someone weak. Take the spirit out of your body, you're just a corpse. It needs the spirit to function. It needs the soul to function. That's what gives it power. Just like with a machine, it needs kinetic energy, i.e. electricity, or something that promotes kinetic energy in order to function. So it needs a form of energy rays, which in translation is nothing more than the spirit. This is spirit travel, providing energy. So for the powers that be, that is more important for them. That's way more important for them than you. Because you don't have the understanding of why they desire it so much. That's why they dumb you down with all these reality shows, drugs, all these things that keep your mind occupied. Sex, pornography, that stuff keeps you occupied. That keeps your eye off the ball. That's what it does. It keeps you out of focus. So they can do what they feel like needs to be done for their objective. That's why they want to pay a few of y'all millions of dollars. That's no problem for them. They don't have a problem with paying you off. Because they got so much money, it's terrible. They got trillions of dollars. Giving you a few million dollars is a drop in the bucket for them. They consider that as an investment, which is going to turn a big profit. That's why you make $1 million, they make $100 million. Okay? That's why when you make $10 million, that's why they make $1 billion. You make 10, they make $1 billion. You people continue with the scheme. You continue to support it. You continue to be a part of it. And it's you, the people, are the reason why that they still exist. Because what God says, God's how I suffer not for a witch to be alive. Those times, they would hunt witches down. That's why the Puritans were doing it. Because they understood by allowing witches to live that there are going to be problems down the line. They get rid of sorcery. Because believe it or not, a number of these presidencies were run by sorcerers. So-called spiritual biases. Look it up. Who do you think ran Ronald Reagan? Nancy? Well, she was a medium for her and Alice Bailey and Ronald Reagan. The UN is run by warlocks and witches. I'll tell you this, even pornography has gone to the toilet. Okay, pornography, okay, man and woman. It went from man and woman, okay, one man, one woman. You know, they husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, banging it up. You know, they just want to show, hey, this is what we do in our home. Fine. Then it went from that to one woman and 10 men, or one man and 5 women. And then it went from multiple men, multiple women to, now you got 2 men, then 2 women, you got 2 men, 2 women, you got a dog, you got a cat, you got a rooster, now you got a child, now you got kids involved in this. That's why NAMLA exists. Since we're America, we can't touch them because that's in Canada. Now, even in your the comics are now being perverted. Yeah, even your comics are now being perverted. Now you're seeing transgenderism being the standard. Even your comics are now showing sex acts. And it's showing sex acts of a woman with a man's penis. What they call a dick girl, as they call it. Yeah. So you got pornography and even comics, you know, sex comics showing a woman with a man's penis plowing either a girl or a boy. You know, adult, of course. That's what you got now. Is that damn perverted? It used to be just a man and a woman. Okay. Cool. Now they have to expand it to 5 men and 1 woman. Run the train. Okay. All right, that's bad, but maybe she's a freak. Okay, you got 2 women and a man, you know. Okay, well, you know, they both want them. Okay, whatever. All right, cool. Then now you got Ren 10-10, the canine dog. Now you got Mr. Ed, the horse. Now you got Albert the mule. Now you got Charlie the donkey. Now you got Reddy the rooster. Now you got Peggy the hen. Now you got Sally the pig. You see what I'm saying? You got Mr. Tom as the cat. So now you bringing animals involved into the sexual manner. And then you have children. And you've seen the news that a number of people that are being arrested for raping children, molesting children. A lot of that goes on. A lot of that goes on a lot more than what you think. And it's starting to become legalized. And Rob's saying the word legalized is because look at all these school teachers they're doing these kids. That's pedophilia. You got adult teachers, 40 damn years old, provide oral sex to an 11-year-old boy or an 8-year-old boy or a 10-year-old boy, form a sex act on the child. Or you got some damn sick male teacher plowing some 8 or 10-year-old little girl. So you got that going on in the news. And it's going to be to the point, I'm going to tell you the truth, it's going to be to the point to where they're going to begin to decriminalizing child sex. You heard me. They're going to begin to decriminalize child sex. Wait about 5 more years. They're going to begin to decriminalize child sex, which means they're not going to prosecute you or throw you in jail or shoot you in the head for raping the child. That is the point where we have gone. We're virtually at the point of no return. We're at the point of no return, people. I'm telling you, they're going to be at a point to where they're going. Every state is going to decriminalize child sex, and the pedos are going to be overjoyed. Yeah! I hope the Lord burns you alive the minute you get crazy. And now the LGBT is pushing transgenderism. That it's okay to say, I want a sex change. I want to be a woman. I want to be a man. And then all of a sudden you're mad. Why ain't these guys liking me? And now the trannies are mad. Transgenders are mad because somebody, a man, a natural born male, don't want to be with another natural born male. Well, I had a sex change, so you're still a man. And then one of them got upset, I think on the news, got upset because guys don't want to be with it. Talking about they're scared, it's their masculinity pride, they need to drop that masculinity pride. No, you stupid, you're a man. Now, what you need to do is be with the gay guys, okay? Be with those guys. Since you're still a man, be with those guys. Don't run up and say, I'm a woman, and you knowing that you had a sex change, and you're going to run up on straight guys talking about, oh, I'm a woman. That's sickening. It doesn't make any sense. I'm taking calls right now. Let's go ahead. 503 on Jack Newtown.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh yeah, hi. Yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I am very bothered by Hillary Clinton myself.
All right, what do you say again, sir?
I'm very bothered by Hillary Clinton, and I wonder how do I talk to my family who are big Hillary Clinton supporters.
Yes. Okay, what are you bothered by her? I mean, name some examples, sir.
Well, they're very big Hillary Clinton supporters, and I try to tell them I believe this is the end of times, and they just laugh at me, and you sound like a friend I could call and just thought, wonder what you think.
Well, actually, you're right. I mean, we are at, like I just mentioned earlier, to where I use pornography as an example. First, it was just a man and a woman. At first, very first, was a man and woman, a husband and wife, or a boyfriend, girlfriend. They just like to film themselves, having sex, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And people started to say, wow, look what y'all doing. Great job, you know. And that started a trend. And I don't know if I should say this, I think I will probably anger a lot of people, a lot of certain ethnic groups if I say something. I say that I'm gonna keep that to myself. And then you had went from a man to a woman, which is okay, whatever. Then it went from two men, one woman, okay, or five men and one woman, okay. This woman's a freak. And then it went, you know, a guy and two girls. Okay, I guess they both want them. And then they expanded on to now you got Ren 10-10, the canine dog. You got Tabby the tomcat. You got Mr. Ed the horse. You got Charlie the donkey. And all these animals involved in this sex act, bestiality. And then now you got child porn. Now you got these people that are dealing with kids.
Yeah.
And now you have evolved to transgenderism, you know, to where if you're not a transgender, then something's wrong with you.
Well,
which again, if that's what somebody wants to do, that's fine. What are you about to say, sir?
Well, yeah, no, I feel that way. But my family usually always plays the Catholic Church card with a priest that were up with all the child molestation charges in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm. So they're saying, well, the Catholic priest was possessed by the devil and he just touched the child?
Well, they're saying, like, who are we to judge? You know, be us religious people, who are we to judge when we block for the Catholic Church? We ran blocks
well,
for the Catholic Church.
Well, there's nothing wrong with calling people out for what they did wrong. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a court system. You wouldn't have a judge to judge you and what you did and your crimes. Otherwise, if we can't judge, then guess what? What's the use of having the court system? What's the use of having the justice system?
I agree with you. It just makes it hard because my family, they're all Hillary supporters, but it makes it hard to talk to, especially my Uncle Carl. See, when I was younger, my Uncle Carl used to shit in my mouth while I played with his cock, and now it's just tough because I feel like my family is just moving away from myself.
Your uncle used to do what, sir?
Yeah, he used to shit in my mouth while I stroked his cock, and I just feel.
All right, you're done. You're done. See, this is what I'm talking about, people. This is exactly what I'm talking about. You got nutballs like this one come on the air. Oh, well, you know, I feel Hillary is a problem, and, you know, get a little fidgety. And then all of a sudden, here he comes with the sick stuff. This is exactly what I'm talking about right here. It's despicable. Unbelievable. You hear this, people? You hear this. This guy took time out of his life to sit there and troll on a serious matter. Now, if you said, look, I don't care about that, blah, 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 then don't call in. Don't call in unless you got a serious question or you got some serious matters. That is not a serious matter. You're sicko. You're just a troll. This is what I have to put up with, people. This is what I have to put up with. They're not taking this seriously. And he's probably a Hillary supporter. Most likely he is a Hillary supporter. Which, fine, whatever. You're a Hillary supporter. Some of y'all don't support, some of you Hillary supporter. I'm neither. I'm neither a Hillary or a Don supporter. I'm like, what in the world he used to SH in his mouth while he stroke? I said, No, sirree. No, we're not having that here. We're not here. We ain't having it about stroking cocks and SHing in people's mouths. Not here. You go somewhere else where that's enjoyed. Maybe you go to Mariana Abramovic art gallery. Maybe you can defecate on her wall while she pees in your mouth or whatever the case may be. You're into that kind of sick stuff. Actually, let me find out. And yeah, this person is from Oregon. I was looking up the phone number. This person is from Oregon. This guy from Oregon called all the way from Oregon to just talk about foolishness, craziness. Unbelievable. And see, he is an example of what I'm talking about. He is a great example of the foolishness that has come along. Now, there is talk that Podesta and Hillary Clinton is linked to child rape. Now, let's read this from InfoWars, and people say, why are you reading from InfoWars? Well, it seems like they got at least some sense of in journalistic integrity. At least they'll report whatever is available, even though they need to get on the fact that Donald Trump was implicated in the in that lawsuit about alleged rape, even though the woman dropped the whole damn case because they know they have to, that she has to prove it. I'll read in a second. NYPD blows whistle on new Hillary emails, money laundering, sex crimes with children, child exploitation, pay-to-play, perjury. Now, let's read this right here. Let's read this down here. Okay. Here he comes again. Okay, sir, what you got?
Uncle Carl used to jizz right in my eye, and I got an eye infection.
You're virtually retarded, sir. You need to listen. Sir, I know you're in Oregon. I know you're 503-805-4443. I'm putting your number out there, 503-805-4443. Yes, I'm putting your number out there for the listeners to know that your number is 503-805-4443, and you are in Portland. You are in the Portland area. Yes, you are. Sir, you need to do something more with your time. Obviously, I hear children in the background. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. I really don't. It just don't make no sense. Sir, don't call here. I'm going to tell you something. Don't call here again with that foolishness. Don't call here again. Goodbye. You see what I got to deal with? Now, let's continue. From InfoWars, again, since everybody else does not want to report certain things, you would just want to be selective in your news, and Alice Jones to a certain degree is that way too. Don't get me wrong. Additionally, an anonymous FBI source to watch for code words for weapons, drugs, and people, in emails released by WikiLeaks and evidence of child sex trafficking, would explain why the FBI reopened their investigation into Hillary Clinton despite server political blowback. One email in particular about a Beanie Baby fire sale sent to the Clinton campaign by the Georgetown Law Announcements Board seems innocent at first, but raised questions upon investigation. Georgetown Law faculty and staff, my parents are visiting the weekend, and I need to sell my enormous collection of Beanie Babies. I have approximately 480 little creatures of joy, and I'm selling each of them for $20. You must buy all 480, though. Is a collection, not an auction. They are very respectful and amicable with one another, and they are, for the most part, cat and dog friendly. Some are sassier than others. Naturally, please let me know. My parents can't find out. Yeah, that sounds like child sex trafficking. If you take the email at face value, that's what it says, a middle-aged lawyer wants $9,600 up front for 480 stuffed animals who are cat and dog friendly and have human personalities. Some are faster than others because his parents are visiting this weekend and they can't find out. But here's the thing. The Beanie Baby fad died out over a decade ago. Most Beanie Babies are now worth way less than $20 a piece, which is the advertised price in the email. This would be like something like buying 500 baseball cards at $20 a piece without knowing if any of them are even valuable. One card might be worth $100 and the rest only a penny. And typically when someone is selling an entire lot of collectible odds, such as baseball cards or rare Beanie Babies, he will list a few of the most rare collectible ones on the lot, but you don't see that in his email. Ask yourself, would you pay $9,600 for a collection of baseball cards that the seller could have just easily picked up at the grocery store for $10? Of course not. Random Beanie Babies, since author didn't bother to mention any specific dollars to justify the valuation, and a large lot that would barely fetch $1,000, one researcher said. Besides, who in the hell is going to spend nearly $10,000 all at once for a load of 90s-era stuffed animals which could fill a small apartment? Unless you're reselling them on eBay, and like I said, most of them aren't worth $20. Another red flag will be asking price just below $10,000. And according to the Bank Secrecy Act, anyone who receives more than $10,000 in the cash transaction must report the exchange to the IRS, which is true. This is what got former House Speaker and admitted child molester Dennis Hastert the Bastard, the Republican, caught when he attempted to make a payoff to keep someone quiet about his crimes. Going back to the email, it also seemed easier to just rent out a storage unit to store Beanie Babies instead of trying to sell nearly 500 of them all at once to middle-aged political insiders, a very narrow range of political potential buyers who probably don't collect stuffed animals like their grandmothers. Let's see. Seller attached a picture of the Beanie Baby collector to the email, but using a reverse image search, the image appeared to be publicly available photo that appeared on several blocks far as back October 2014. And perhaps the seller's email was dated June 2015. Vietnam-era political activist said the email was similar to the code word ads used to place a newspaper class. So we frequently have to move packages of different types, political material stolen, copy files from government agents, and some groups move draft dodgers to Boston going through Canada, of course. And we place our ads in classified section of free newspaper going to board. He said, heck, I still remember my group's code word is more things change, the more than they stay the same. As far as the 480 Beanie Babies for sale, he said 408 was more likely a code word and not an actual quantity. I went with 48 rather than 480 because back in the day we added zero to things as a code for a priority team. If something absolutely had positively had to get there overnight or dumped in a hurry due to police raid, it was an O. If this could wait a day, it would have been 481-2 days, 482, etc. The 48 was for us a typical item, type of item, and child smuggling rings are generally run by older people. And a former weed dealer said that this is how he translates the email, as shown. Georgetown Law Faculty staff, my parents are visiting this weekend. I need to sell my enormous collection of Beanie Babies, and I have approximately 480 little creatures of joy, and I'm selling each one of them $20. You must buy all 480, though. This is a collection, not an auction. They're very respectful and amicable with one another, and they are, for the most part, cat and dog friendly. Some are sassy than those. Naturally, please let me know. My parents can't find out. Georgetown, the heat is on the weekend, and I need to get rid of my stash. I got about 48 little creatures. I don't know, even want to speculate, and they go up to $20,000 each. You must get all 48. Their price is a lot. Not for item. They're okay to keep together. Cats and dogs only make me think men and women. And some are intense. Hit me up on the download. Other strange emails sent to Clinton campaign chair John Podesta include cryptic references to pizza, hot dogs, pasta, and walnuts, which are fueling speculation that these code words for criminal activity include child molestation. Example. Podesta, CC Tom Steiner. Subject, walnut sauce. Hey, John, we know you're a true master of cuisine, and we have appreciated that for years. But walnut sauce for the pasta? Mary, please tell us the straight story. Was the sauce actually very tasty? Love to all the Podestas from the Steiners. Cheers, Jim. Okay. Cheese pizza in particular is a one-line code word for child pornography. And strange, out-of-place reference to pizza keep appearing in the Podesta email. So this was the reasoning why the FBI decided to reopen the case. This is why. Wow. This is unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. Here's another one. NYPD blows whistle on new Hillary emails, money laundering, sex crimes with children, child exploitation, pay-to-play, perjury. Federal law enforcement says if they don't cooperate, they're going to see long sentences. I'll be right back. Let me play some music. All right, folks, back to town again. Now, again, let's go ahead and read this because I think this I think it's very important to get this read. And it may not to a number of you because, again, you have your own biases. Just look at it through an actual lens. Why did the FBI reopen the case? Obviously, there was something damaging to this nature that has caused this to open up. Otherwise, they would have just left it alone. Let's go. New York Police Department detectives and prosecutors working at an alleged underage sexting case against former Congressman Anthony Weiner have turned over a newly found laptop he shared with wife Uma Abedin to the FBI with enough evidence to put Hillary and her crew away for life, NYPD sources told the True Pundit. NYPD sources said Clinton's crew also included several unnamed yet MK members of Congress in addition to her aides and insiders. It involves Hillary Clinton, Uma Abedin, Bill Clinton, as well as Jeffrey Epstein. DC insider Harmon said on the show, Alex Jones show, according to my source, these files exist. He did not touch these files, so he doesn't know what's in them, but the fact that they exist on this computer suggests some sort of overlap here. It involves the Saudis, very big money interests in the Middle East, and involves Hillary, Uma, and to a much lesser extent, Weiner. The NYPD seized computer from Weiner during a search warrant, and the detectives discovered a trove of 500,000 emails and to and from Hillary, Clinton, Abedin, and other insiders during a tenure as Secretary of State. Content of those emails sparked the FBI to reopen the defunct email investigation to Clinton on Friday. But new revelations on the content of the laptop, according to law enforcement sources, indicated Democratic presidential candidate, the subordinates, and select elected officials, and far more alleged serious crimes than mishandling classified and top secret emails, source said. NYPD source says the new emails include evidence linking Clinton herself and associates to money laundering, child exploitation, sex crimes with minors, children, perjury, pay to play through Clinton Foundation, obstruction of justice, other felony crimes. NYPD detectives and an NYPD chief, the department's highest ranking under commissioner, says openly that if the FBI and Justice Department failed to garner timely indictments against Clinton and the co-conspiracy, NYPD would go public with the damaging emails now in the hands of the FBI Director James Comey and the FBI field office. What's in the emails is staggering, and as a father, it turned my stomach, NYPD chief says. There's not a lot, there's not going to be any Houdini-like escape for what we found. We have copies of everything. We will ship them to WikiLeaks, or I will personally hold my own press conference and come to that. NYPD chief says once Comey saw the alarming contents of the emails, he was forced to reopen criminal probe against Clinton. People are going to prison, he says. Meanwhile, FBI sources says Abedin and Weiner were cooperating federal agents who have taken over the non-sexting portions of the case from NYPD. Husband and wife Clinton inside are both shopping for separate immunity deals. Sources say if they don't cooperate, they're going to see long sentences, the federal law enforcement source said. NYPD sources said Weiner or Abedin sorted all the emails in the massive Microsoft Office program laptop. Emails MK and other current former members of Congress and one high-ranking Democrat senator as possibly engaging in criminal activity, sources say. Prosecutors and the Office of U.S. Attorney Fred Barrera have issued a subpoena for Weiner's cell phone and travel records. Law enforcement sources confirm NYPD says plan to order the same phone and travel records on Clinton and Abedin. However, the FBI said in the process requesting identical records, law enforcement sources of particular interest in cell phone activity and travel to Bahamas, U.S. Virgin Islands, other locations, sources would not divulge. That's with kids. The new emails contain travel documents and interiors, including indicating Hillary Clinton, President Bill Clinton, Weiner, and multiple members of Congress and other government officials, company convicted pedophile billionaire Jeffrey Epstein on his Boeing 727 on multiple occasions was proud of Holly. In U.S. Virgin Islands, sources say. Epstein's island also been dubbed Orgy Land or Sex Slave Island, where Epstein allegedly pimps out underage girls and boys to international dignitaries. Both NYPD and FBI sources confirm, based on new emails, they now believe Hillary Clinton traveled as Epstein's guest on one at least six occasions. Probable when all the evidence is combined, sources said. Bill Clinton, it has been confirmed, media reports spanning recent years, well, he used to travel with Epstein over 20 times a hot. Oh, God. I'm just I can't read all this. It's just too much. It's way too much. It's crazy. Hold on. Hold on. And so the NYPD is involved in this. And obviously the NYPD informed the FBI. Informed the FBI that there's something they need to take a look at. It has to be dead serious. Because the NYPD, believe it or not, was the first to get Wiener's laptop. Because remember when Wiener got caught sending a sex, his penis to a 15-year-old girl, and the 15-year-old was blasting the FBI. I wonder if she was a prostitute. That's the question. Because think about it. These things are starting to add up, people. And that's not good. That's not good. That these things are adding up. Because the FBI didn't get a hold of the laptop until the NYPD informed the FBI about what was on it. And obviously the NYPD earlier got it and scoured through it and found some things that they had to inform the FBI. And you ask yourself this, the officer in the Bronx was shot and killed. I wonder if that was the officer who discovered it. Gets you to question. It gets you to question certain things in this world. I'm slowly and starting to believe maybe that officer was shot and killed during a shootout may have to do with one of them may have been discovered that email. Think about it. Discover that email. Because again, Comey didn't get the laptop information until the NYPD informed him and told him, look, this is something you need to take a look at. Big time, priority. And obviously, it was so much on there to where the FBI Director James Comey has to reopen the case. Otherwise, in other circumstances, he probably would have never did it. So obviously, there was something sinister in those emails to where that the FBI Director James Comey had no choice but to reopen the investigation. it obviously really was dead serious. To where it has to be open. And again, people can take it however they want. I mean, it weren't just no emails here, emails there. This had to be really, and the NYPD says either they come clean and come quietly, or I'm going to put it out and have my press conference. Because the NYPD said if the FBI does not go ahead and do what they need to do, then we're going to have a press conference. We're going to have a press conference, and I'm going to tell what's in those emails. It had to be some dead serious stuff. Otherwise, why waste the people's time? Political agenda. Again, who do you think runs the police? Politicians. It obviously has to be something very sinister. Real sinister. Has to be. Real sinister. And while y'all are out there on the social media arguing, bickering, fighting and cussing, y'all finna let the gates of hell open. That's what y'all gonna do. At least let that not be on our expense if it's going to happen. This is Jack Newtown. I don't know what more to say. We can't ignore this. I'm sorry. We cannot ignore this. We can't. We can't ignore it. But y'all people are so bitter to where you think, well, it's okay. We can deal with that. But they're using your children as sex things, people. Hold on 1 second. Long. This is Jack Newtown. I hope to see y'all then. I will be on back on tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central Time.